Going back to pregnancy, when you think about the endocrinology of pregnancy and the serum levels of estrogen and progesterone, and as that tracks over time during pregnancy, what would your expectation be in terms of the effect on the tumor?
Well, the kind of simplistic part of me thinks that it might make it grow. But then I also remember back before I was in oncology that we use high doses of estrogen.
Right.
So, it's a very complicated issue because very mature practitioners of medical oncology will remind us that high doses of estrogen, it was a great treatment for breast cancer. I mean, that and ovarian ablation is what we had for many decades. And so we've sort of thrown out that knowledge, or at least we've forgotten about it. And I think only now are we beginning to think about it again. And it may be that even those high doses of estrogen may not be so necessary. You might be able to use lower doses of now. So if we believe that, then it might be that, in fact, those higher doses of estrogen during pregnancy wouldn't necessarily be a bad thing.